Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Holy Angels Prayer Place, our cyber chapel that's open 24/7 all year round. Join us for a time of prayer, reflection, and connection with our loving Creator. You are most welcome here. And now, here's Bishop Deb with today's message and prayers. Hello and welcome to this time of prayer. This is Bishop Deb coming to you from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. I hope that you'll be richly blessed by this time we share together. Let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks and praise for this day with all of its blessings and lessons. We give thanks for your abiding presence, helping us to negotiate every twist and turn that we encounter. Loving God, send your holy angels ahead to smooth the path and to assist us in all of our needs. And with grateful hearts, may we reach out in love and compassion in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. The reading appointed for today is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, beginning at the 28th verse. When Jesus came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs coming out of the tombs met him. They were so fierce that no one could pass that way. Suddenly they shouted, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a large herd of swine was feeding at some distance from them. The demons begged him, "If you cast us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and entered the swine, and suddenly the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and perished in the water. The swineherds ran off. Going into the town, they told the whole story about what had happened to the demoniacs. Then the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their neighborhood. Here ends the reading. Now this is a dramatic story of an encounter Jesus had with two people who were possessed by demons. They lived in a graveyard among the tombs, and people avoided that area because they were violent and dangerous. So Jesus is traveling in that area, and the demoniacs see him. Interestingly, they do not call him by his name. They address him as the Son of God. They know who he is and the power that he holds. And they are afraid, knowing that they'll be cast out. Jesus does as they suggest and sends them into a herd of swine, who then head into the water and drown, taking the demons with them. And what I find interesting is that we don't hear about the poor men who were possessed by these nasty entities. They were exorcised. We don't hear anything about them following the exorcism. Jesus released the demons, and the men are whole once more. At least we assume they're men. They're just described as demoniacs. But we hear about how the swineherds react. They go off to town to see what to share what they've witnessed. I wonder about the two and how they felt about being restored to normal. Here they had been living in a terrible place for heaven knows how long, and now they can go back to their lives. How do you think they felt? How would that feel? What were they thinking? And do they even know what had happened? As dramatic as the story is, these men, the ones who were exorcised, are not even mentioned. The focus is on the action of Jesus to cast out the demons into that herd and to dispatch them. Sometimes I think we're like these men. We try to live out our lives Without warning, something terrible happens that can change us in a blink. We might not even be aware of it until it's too late. But look what happens. God has the power to set it all right. God has the power to heal, to restore. And with the word, God tells whatever is negatively affecting us to go. Today, think about the situations in your life that may seem out of control, that may be hurting or worrying you, that might be frightening or concerning you. And call in Jesus to be with you. In a time of prayer, share those things that are concerning you. Thank Jesus that you now want to be restored. You now want to be healed. You want to go to experience of life and of joy and blessing. Ask Him to tell those concerns and worries to go, to leave you. And then say thank you. Trust that those things that are not loving or helpful or healthy are being cast out of you. We have a loving God who wants to bring you back to wholeness, who wants to bring you back happiness into your life, wants to bring you back to that wonderful person that you're created to be. It's never too late, and it's never too much. You are a child of God, an heir to the blessings of that relationship. So today, take heart, give it over, let your heart be light, and let gratefulness fill your being. Let go, and let God work. Amen. And now let us offer our prayers to this God of love who protects us and knows the prayers of our hearts. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, for the well-being of all people. We remember all the troubled places on this planet, those who are experiencing the terrors of war, violence, and oppression. We pray for those who are forced to flee their homes, those who are hungry, those who are grieving, those whose lives are filled with fear. Almighty God, kindle, we pray, in every heart the true love of peace, and guide with your wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that justice and peace may increase, until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, and the hungry, for the oppressed and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. In our prayers today, we remember especially all those who are ill, those in hospital, those who are recuperating, those who are facing challenging circumstances. And especially in our prayers, we remember Tricia, Jean, Phyllis, Patrick, Isabel, Caroline, and any others known unto us. We pray that the healing power of God would now touch and restore them in body and mind and spirit, and that God would bring them to a place of deep comfort and peace. We give thanks for miracles and for the unlimited power of divine love to work for good in all lives. Let us remember before God our needs and concerns, giving thanks that answers are coming and blessings are truly at hand. Let's take a moment and just bring those concerns before God in the quiet of our heart. We thank you, loving Creator, for hearing our prayers. We know that in the fullness of your time, everything works together for good in our lives. Gracious God, the comfort of all who sorrow, the strength of all who suffer, hear the cry of all who are in need. In their affliction, show them your mercy, and give us, we pray, the strength to serve them. For the sake of him who suffered for us, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, the wellspring of life, pour into our hearts the living water of your grace. By your light we see light. Increase our faith, and grant that we may walk in the brightness of your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord look upon us with favor and grant us peace. Well, thank you everyone for joining me in this time of prayer. I know that God is working for good in our lives. May you be blessed this day and join us again for another time of power prayer at the prayer place. Blessings.